to the podcast. Raising Kids on Your Knees is a ministry dedicated to equipping you to pray powerful prayers that will transform the lives of your children. One of the ways we do that is by publishing this podcast, as well as Legacy, a Mom podcast. This podcast is an overview of what we're praying for our children, as well as giving you tips to step up your spiritual parenting. Legacy, a Mom podcast is hosted by myself and my oldest daughter, Britt. We are all leaving a legacy. Have you thought about yours? Britt and I unpack ways that you can leave a righteous legacy that lives on for generations. Both podcasts are available wherever you listen to podcasts. I'll also leave a link right here in the show notes so that you can start listening to both of them today. Are you feeling like you just can't get things right as a mom? Are guilt, fear, shame, loneliness, and a lack of patience all too often your traveling companions on this road of momming? Today, I am beginning a series for the month of May called The Victorious Mom. I know how hard this mom gig is. I have four children. My oldest is 35 and the youngest is 24. There are days, even after all these years, I wrestle with the same things that you do. Mom guilt, mom fear, mom shame, mom loneliness, and a lack of patience are battles we face every single day. But for the Jesus mom, we can walk in complete victory in all these things and more. This week, I want to launch the series talking about mom guilt. Mom guilt is that place we often go when we feel like we just can't get things right at home. Sometimes we feel like we're ruining our kids for life, or we basically are not doing enough for them. Enter social media, and guilt gets heaped on even more with the stories and pictures of happy children, Pinterest-decorated homes, and rested happy moms. All it takes is a few seconds of scrolling before we're down the road, that slippery slope of mom guilt. Fortunately, as a Jesus mom, the standards of the world are not our standards. The Bible could care less about social media and Pinterest and any attempt we make to measure up to this world's standards. We are praying this week that our children don't succumb to the guilt the enemy heaps on them. As we're praying these next five verses over them this week, I want to share with you five biblical truths that will pull you out of the mire of mom guilt and set you on the road to being a victorious mom. At the end of the podcast, I will give you five tips on how you can step up your spiritual parenting this week. First, let's make a pact today to memorize this verse, write it on our foreheads and on the palms of our hands. Jesus moms, repeat after me. There is, therefore, now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Condemnation and its traveling companion, false guilt, are always heaping heavy amounts of themselves on moms. And unfortunately, moms are also good at heaping it on themselves. If we aren't heaping guilt on ourselves, Satan is more than happy to do it for us. You know what it sounds like. It's that voice in your head that tells you that you are a failure as a mom. You're ruining your children, or that they will grow up to amount to nothing. You fill in the lies you hear in your head, and you've got a whole heap of mess of mom guilt. The truth is, as a Jesus mom, you have been declared not guilty by the Father. In fact, you aren't just declared not guilty, you are declared to have never been guilty in the first place. The slate has been wiped clean. To have no condemnation declared is really a legal term. It means that there is no longer a guilty verdict to be found. Not guilty. Choosing to believe the truth that you are free from the condemnation and lies of the enemy will set you free to be the mom God created you to be, rather than the one Satan declares you to be. The second truth about Jesus moms is this: they confess their sin. Look with me at 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Like I said, we either heap it on ourselves or we allow Satan to do that for us. But I believe one of the things that holds us in the grip of mom guilt is the fact that sometimes we are guilty. There will always be times when we sin as a mom. We're saints according to the Bible, but we aren't exempt from temptation and giving in a time or two. Keeping short sin accounts as a mom is critical. Maybe your child has done something to embarrass you, or they've been downright hateful with their words and actions. There will be times when we need to choose to forgive our children for their actions directed at us. Trust me when I say it is very normal for you to have to choose forgiveness of a child. Allowing the Holy Spirit to show you those areas where you have fallen into sin throughout the day will help you to ward off mom guilt. At the end of the day, Jesus moms take a few minutes to sit quietly before the Lord and allow Him to show them those places where they need to ask Him for forgiveness. You might be surprised how much of this alleviates mom guilt. Third, Jesus moms are submitted to the will of God in their lives. James 4:7 tells us, "Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." As a Jesus mom, we must make a choice every single day to submit ourselves to the will of God. This is our greatest position of victory as a mom. If you're anything like me, it isn't easy for you to submit your will to anyone. Most of us have a strong will that doesn't desire to be submitted to anyone but ourselves. Our human nature wants us to be the God of our own lives. To resist the devil, however, submitting yourself to Jesus is a prerequisite. There will be many times as a mom when the devil will come to mire you up in all kinds of guilt. Your first defense is to submit to God, then you resist the devil. Submission to God and walking under His Lordship in your life will be your lifeline. Submitting your will to the will of God will be a daily, if not sometimes moment by moment, choice of your will. One of the things I pray every day is, "I submit myself to your authority in my life, Lord. I surrender my will to yours." Putting a stake in the ground and choosing to follow Jesus as a mom every day ensures He will guide you as you raise your children. It will also give you confidence in your parenting. Submitting your will to God's will also places you in an offensive position against the devil when he comes to tempt you with his lies. Fourth, Jesus moms know how to cast all their anxiety on Jesus. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." This is a verse that we love to quote quite often, especially when we are in the throes of anxious moments. It's a great verse to pull out during those times. However, we must understand the context of this verse. The previous verses give us the stance we take before we cast our burdens. Verse 6 says we are to humble ourselves under God's mighty hand, that He may lift us up in due time. Before we can cast our anxiety on Jesus, we must first humble ourselves. But what does that mean? It means that we know that Jesus is in control of those things that are making us feel anxious and that He cares so much for us, He will take care of them. It's an understanding that He is the one in control. Humility must precede the casting of our anxiety on Christ. Walking in pride assures us in verse 5 that God will oppose us. Grace is extended to the humble. The next time anxiety comes to steal your peace, remember the posture of humility is what opens the door for God's grace and peace in that situation. And lastly, Jesus moms know they are justified by faith. Romans 5:1 is our assurance. "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Justified simply means that we are declared righteous. I've heard it said this way, "Just as if I never sinned." Jesus moms can walk in victory over mom guilt because they know that what Jesus did on the cross declared them righteous. Justification declares we are not guilty before God and regarded as holy before Him. Justification is not what changes us on the inside. It's how we are viewed by God because of His Son's death on the cross to redeem us from our sin. A Jesus mom knows what Jesus has done for her and knows that she is declared not guilty before a holy God. A Jesus mom also understands that it is her daily decision to grow in her relationship with Jesus to be sanctified. Sanctification is the process of change inside of us. However, as we are walking out that change, we are always declared not guilty by our Savior, especially on those days that we blow it. When the devil comes to declare a guilty verdict against you, you can declare your justification before God through Jesus Christ. So as you hit those moments of mom guilt this week, remember these 5 tips that will help you step up your spiritual parenting. First, listen to the words you use when you talk to your children. Critical words will heap condemnation and false guilt on your children. Our words should always be words of life. Second, teach your children how to keep short sin accounts by confessing their sin daily. Third, lead your children in prayer of submitting themselves to God's authority. When they see you are submitted to the same authority, it will go a long way in surrendering their will to God. Fourth, as your children come up against those anxious moments in their lives, pray with them as they cast those anxieties on Jesus. And fifth, talk to your kids about how when they ask Jesus to be their Lord and Savior, they're now justified by faith. I hope this has been an encouragement for you today. Do you know another mom who is struggling with mom guilt? Won't you forward her this podcast so she can be encouraged too? Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for my friend. Lord, I lift them up to you today. Will you highlight for them those places of mom guilt that they are wrestling with in their lives and help them to cast all of it at your feet, Lord, and to walk in victory over mom guilt. In Jesus' name, amen.